Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The strong relations between the United States and Japan were on full display as President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House. President Biden called the alliance a cornerstone of peace, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
Just a few generations ago, our two nations were blocked in a devastating conflict. It would have been easy to say we remain adversaries. Instead, we made a far better choice. We became the closest of friends.
That friendship, said President Biden, shares the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom and dignity for all. He praised Prime Minister Kishida for his condemnation of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine and for the billions of dollars in assistance Japan has provided to Ukraine. He noted how Japan has stood strong with the United States in support of freedom of navigation, including in the South China Sea, and how it has become a partner in maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits.
Now our two countries are building a stronger defense partnership and a stronger Indo-Pacific than ever before.
At a news conference with Prime Minister Kishida, President Biden announced the two countries are significantly upgrading their alliance.
Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile, and defense architecture. We're also looking forward to standing up a trilateral military exercise with Japan and the United Kingdom. And our AUKUS defense partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom is exploring how Japan can join our work in the second pillar, which focuses on advanced capabilities, including AI, autonomous systems. All told, that represents a new benchmark for our military cooperation across a range of capabilities.
President Biden also underscored the robust economic relations between the United States and Japan, as well as the science and education ties.
Those ties stretch up to the moon, where two Japanese astronauts will join future American missions, and one will become the first non-American ever to land on the moon.
Addressing Prime Minister Kishida, President Biden said, "Through our partnership, we have strengthened this alliance, and now the U.S.-Japan alliance is a beacon to the entire world."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.